from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
You're Travis Kelce? Why are you still playing? You're dating Taylor Swift.
When are they getting married, though?
Hey, look at you. Why don't you get out their business?
His parents are alive. Her parents are alive. They want to enjoy their grandkids at some point.
Dan just goes, look at those two whites. They need to procreate.
But I'm selling great replacement theory.
We need to get those genes moving.
This is coming from a pure bloodline. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid.
We got to get those two attractive, tall whites together.
Must breed more whites.
White! Got to get them together. Put them in a lab.
I don't know, but he's been vaccinated. So, you know.
She has too, right?
Yeah, so. If they've been vaccinated, now they're just going to create more lizard people.
They found this one swimming naked in the fermentarium.
I mean, the vaccinated people procreating are going to produce the whole race of lizard people. And, you know, you just want the pure unvaccinated whites.
Sorry, Mom and Dad, and really everyone else listening. Sorry. Sorry about the Dan problem. Apologize for the mess. We're working on it.
We all are.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, that day started weird yesterday, and it got even weirder, believe it or not.
So it was Thursday.
Things got weird with Jason Leisure when somehow we were talking about, you know, White Hen Pantry and visits to convenience stores at various points in our lives. And then that devolved into low-end porn mags. And then the afternoon show started.
Low-end?
Yeah, like the gross ones. Not even the good ones. Like,
what is high-end?
Go get it, baby.
Like Playboy and Penthouse were considered,
classy,
you know, your Hertz and Avis. Perhaps, and then you got into the others, and ooh, yeah.
Things. Where does Sixt stand in all of this?
What?
Yeah, there's a rental car company called Sixt.
Oh, rental car company. I thought you said there was a cheap porn mag called Sixt, and I was like, I must have missed that one.
How are we back on porn
Sorry,
mags?
Sorry, because you put it in the open.
I didn't say there was nothing
Dan
in there about
read
porn mags.
Seven paragraphs of a Wikipedia page for a dog he didn't know existed yesterday.
And now we
this
do.
This show has already been committed to a direction. It's whether or not we choose to drive in it, or steer into the direction of the skid, or decide to jump off the road entirely.
Well, I
choose your adventure.
It is Friday.
Your code name is Jonah. I'm happy to be back on whatever road of sanity, because in the afternoon show yesterday, I have no idea what the
hell
happened.
How many hours did you talk?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why?
I don't know. They asked me to, and I said, okay. And then Rosner showed up, and they said, you can go home. And I said, there's no point. I've already cleared the day. I've already gotten, I pushed aside any possible responsibilities.
So you and the fish had a conversation at Lake Michigan, and you were like, hey, fish, I'm not going to go after you today. I have plans.
No, we're getting near the end of the summer bite, and this is when the salmon guys are coming in, and that is too much for me. The salmon guys are a different.
Wait, they got salmon? I mean, like, how much?
A lot. Big kings are coming in now.
Ooh.
They're getting the first of the kings are coming in.
What's
and
up,
those
guys?
Those dudes have wagons and
yeah, they do.
Multiple rigs and multiple MIGs, and they're just casting.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So I don't mess with the salmon dudes.
Is this part of the low end porn magazine?
Here we are. Now you're in it. You're in it now, Layla.
No, it's not.
It's not. Are you sure?
That's
because a lot of what you just said.
Ray Diaz, okay. Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, 312-644-6767. We're broadcasting
join
live
in on chaos
from the Hyundai studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. As we mentioned to Mully and Haw moments ago, it's going to be Joe Ostrowski at 11:25, High Noon, Kevin Fishbane at noon, Mike Sando at 1, and a lot more. So at the end of this long weekend, we will know if how serious the Cubs are about continuing whatever it is they think they can do. They pretty much have to win every game.
Continuing whatever it is they think they can do is actually, I think, a fair description of what we're trying to figure out. Because as we illustrated earlier this week, do they agree amongst themselves, front office team, on the direction they're going to take?
No, the front office has already taken a direction, and that is they don't think they're going to win anything, and that's why they wanted to get back under the tax.
And I don't blame them for that.
I don't either, because there's still an infinitesimal chance of them going to the playoffs.
5%, I believe. Actually, yesterday it was 5.5. 5.5% is what I had seen.
Let me see here. The current projection for them, for the current playoff odds on FanGraphs, has the Cubs at 3.9%.
I don't think mine was FanGraphs. We were looking at another.
Could be prospectus odds. I know that there are many reputable calculations, but at the moment, the Cubs are at 3.9%, even though the Braves lost yesterday.
Right, because true to form, the likelihood of them getting the last wild card spot, which I don't know that that should be a goal, but that's all you have left, is unlikely. What's really funny to me, Dan, is how much we talked about this season mirroring the last one, and perhaps there's no better indication that they're actually out of the playoffs than finally to me. Finally. I feel like this September is not the same. I feel like think about the chance they had to make the playoffs after they beat the Giants Labor Day weekend last
93,
year.
93, right?
It was over 90%. We'll leave in what you and I are talking about with the different measurements,
right,
as to who you go with. But point being, 90%. The rounding error percentage now is what you're left with as to whether or not this team can make it. And there's so many other factors. Divisions are just stronger and teams were built better. You know, that's part of it. I don't blame the front office, though, because the people you paid to perform were not. And now they finally are.
Too late.
Right.
It's too late. And you're going to have some season numbers that end up looking fine. And that's the way baseball works. That
but when you and I talk about that, those are the nuances of the data that matter. It's the timing. It's not the touchdown you score in garbage time. It's not when you finally felt better at the end of the season, perhaps, if you had an injury issue or something nagging, you know, it's not the quaintness or the easiness of the schedule, the ease of the schedule, now that it's a balanced one. And I think that really does also play into variable.
Well, I think variance is the key word, as always. And the presumption, and I want to make sure that this isn't misinterpreted. The presumption that people have is, well, sure, now they're performing when the pressure's off. And I don't think that's the case.
No,
I just think it's timing.
They've been wanting to play like this for a while.
Yeah, and the way they have talked about each game and their routine and how clear they can be, it isn't a sport you can play harder. It just isn't. And these professionals at this level, they go about their business the same way every day. Now, it may be health. There may be guys whose bodies feel better now than they did. And there are adjustments made by young players like Amaya and
you.
Like PCA.
Yeah, those are meaningful. Those are not just operating in a vacuum. Those people did something to adjust their outcome.
Those are meaningful. And especially thinking about next year, has Miguel Amaya, is he doing enough to merit the presumptive catching job next year? Has he? And that's why yesterday we said, how good is PCA? And if he is... If this trend line and this projection on him, and if you go by his prospect pedigree, it's not unreasonable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, but that prospect pedigree might also be what has prevented you from making and taking further action.
Maybe.
Like, that's the problem, is for all of these things you say, it just slips into the romance of reading like an aggregate of box scores rather than watching the individual games. Like, you know what you're seeing every day.
When you watch his, see, for me, what's been as impressive as some of the swings that PCA has had, I watch takes.
Yeah.
And his takes that I've seen, where he's picking up what the pitch is doing is so much better than it was. Rather than making up his mind as soon as the ball is coming out of a pitcher's hand, and these, some of these balls that look like strikes for a long time, he's getting a much better understanding of where they're going to be. And he's shorter to it when he makes his decision.
Well, additionally, this is a different team when you have a couple of the people you're paying hitting well. We talked about that. What a difference it makes when the bottom of your lineup actually performs, or when you have more than one guy who's slugging over 450 in your lineup, for example. Like, those are things that make a difference. We've talked about the lack of slug many times, or just people performing to their expectation.
Say Suzuki is at a 134 WRC plus.
I was about to say his name.
134.
Like, just bat him fourth. He should be there. He was the DH in the last game. Obviously, that turned out well for them, slugging 493. Perfect. You know, that doesn't take away from what I'm seeing. I want them to be the best they can be this next month, because we need to know who these people are. But my main concern is, are you these people for this month, or are you these people for next season? I'm tired of it.
I think those are the decisions that are being made right now. That's why they're paying the big suits, the big bucks.
I'm also tired of Texas A&M being overrated. Notre Dame, get it done tomorrow. There's nothing better than an A&M surrender cobra at home after months off where they've disillusioned themselves. Just go in and wreck shop. It's probably not going to happen, but that's my dream.
What? Why the wrath for A&M? Other than the fact,
are you kidding? Do I begin?
Okay, other than the fact that they're weird, and that whole yell leader thing with the rednecks in the Oshkosh overalls, and that,
those man rompers now are in style.
Man rompers?
Yeah, it's kind of like a jumpsuit.
It's,
I mean, they would never.
Overalls.
They would
like
never be jumpsuits.
Calhoun.
No, they're like matching, like top and pants.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that makes it even weirder.
No, that's in now. Remember Yoan Moncada and his romper in the song "Desastre Personnel"? Little did we know what foreshadowing that would be.
That translates to "I'm bad at baseball."
Listen. Yoan Moncada took a day off. I think like he came back for rehab assignment and he played, and then he had the day off. And I'm like, bro, business decision. Wink. Do what you need to do.
So the Cubs have a bit of a good luck charm
going. It is a disaster of personnel, if
and
you will.
In
that video wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was auto-tuned to the heavens.
We know what it was. Like, yeah. you know what you're getting.
That's,
you're not getting Twizzlers for the nutritional value.
Was that the one with the nubile women writhing on the lounge chairs behind him? Okay.
I might watch it during the break.
All right, well, you enjoy.
Yeah, let's palate cleanse the show a little bit. We're going to have to do that every segment.
An intermezzo?
Yeah, like a sorbet course.
Could it be a grapefruit-flavored sorbet?
Absolutely. Whatever you need to not
leaves?
Correlate fishing salmon with low-rent porn magazines.
I didn't do that! You did that!
Nope.
I didn't! That's not on me. I'll take the blame for a lot of things.
Does Barry Rosner have a phone number for us? I need a Barry Rosner rule.
No. You keep, believe me, you don't want
I don't think
more
he's picking
that.
Up the phone
Can
again.
You ask him to send his carrier pigeon to relay a message?
You're right.
Watching him learn that Grady Sizemore was the manager of the White Sox was hysterical. He had no clue. He's like, wait, the center fielder? that great. He's
did you get a lot
of
people complaining about you two not talking about sports, or were they into it? Were they into the bit?
Don't know, don't care. Not my show.
I feel like you need to do that every now and then.
What?
Like a just esoteric random show that has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, it's especially great when we're all we're trying to do is mess up speed.
But I feel like mentally you're just hungover from doing that. It was like a bender for you, and now I'm dealing with the remnants.
Good. It is absolutely 100% all
I'm dealing with your mental remnants.
Then there's other people who have to deal with way more than that. Believe me, you get off easy.
What's the decoy word?
Bloop. Decopin?
I'm so excited.
And you were right.
Yes.
You were 100% right on what it is. It is used to tell a younger sibling, shut up.
Hey, man, Asia's a big continent. Just saying, maybe you pick up some stuff, you know, across, growing up in a Persian culture, maybe that just translated IDK.
I should mention that we have a special giveaway today, that we have tickets to the show that we are going to be doing live at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern at Tuesday, September 17th. How many pairs do we have today, Ray?
Two.
Two pairs.
Two pairs.
Two pairs that we'll be giving pairs. Away. We're going to be hanging out with Justin Steele on September 17th. It's all brought to you by Bosch Power Tools and Phillips Chevrolet.
I have a question.
What is question?
Are we having Justin Steele on just to discuss the tuna fishing incident?
No.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
But no, really,
it's not an incident.
We really should.
Oh, no, I definitely want to ask him about it. I want to ask him about this idea of taking his teammates to do something that is difficult and miserable.
I love all these texts about the flicking forehead thing. I'm glad I'm into this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got a break? You don't want to talk about all these things?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.